boy, hasn't the NFL been in trouble. According to the Washington Post, the NFL has a elaborate security network that's supposed to protect them from bad PR moves. Larry Wansley convinced himself long ago that 3 hours sleep is plenty. His thoughts kept him up anyway, but even if he did drift off, the chances were good that the phone would ring next to him. Sometimes it would be a contact at the Dallas Police Department. The other times it would be a nightclub owner on the other line. So rather than close his eyes to take his chances, the Dallas Cowboy longtime security director learned to stay up and wait. "It's all my personal life," he said. "It's been on call responding to situations." Wansley is one of the members of a vast network of problem solvers who work on security issues in one capacity or another for the National Football League. America's most popular league is also one of its most valuable, generating about $10 billion in annual revenue, and behind the scenes, an intricate and largely secretive three-layered security force, mainly comprising of former federal agents in charge of staying in front of the league's problems. However, as we all know, one video in an elevator can change all that. So $10 billion or not, the NFL needs to brighten up and toughen up their security. You beat on a woman in an elevator, you shouldn't be playing football for millions of dollars. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.